7:56, 4 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. All right, King's Day is over with. I know some people like to decorate trees for Mardi Gras, but having burned a Christmas tree on Super Bowl Sunday in a pouring rainstorm and seeing how quickly these things go up, I would advise you, unless it's an artificial tree, don't decorate it for Mardi Gras. Get it out of the house and do something good with it. And for that, we're joined by James Karst, Director of Communications for the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana. How you doing, James?
I'm good. How are you, Tommy?
I'm well. It is a time of the year to get the Christmas tree, first off, from a safety standpoint, out of your house, because I've seen these things burn, and you don't want that in your house. I get the Mardi Gras idea. I understand it. But it's not really a good thing to do. And secondly, by getting the tree out of your house, you can help with coastal restoration efforts. And with that, I'll turn it over to you.
Yeah, well, I can tell you a little bit about the history of Christmas tree recycling. There was sort of this national movement to figure out, you know, something better to do with trees other than in the mid-1980s. And in a lot of parts of the country, that meant turning them into wood chips or mulch. But in New Orleans, there was a different idea that took hold, and my organization, the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana, actually got involved in figuring out how they could be used in coastal restoration. And so they began recycling trees. I think it started in St. Charles Parish and began taking trees from people after Christmas and basically deploying them in large numbers into the water. Where they can slow the rate of erosion by interrupting wave action, and then they can also just help sediment to sort of accumulate and drop and to form land. And, of course, they also create habitat for, you know, fish like to swim around them, and things that feed on those fish like to hang out there too. And so it really took off and spread like, for lack of a better expression, wildfire across coastal Louisiana. And so now there are many parishes across the coast where you can put your tree on the curb and your parish or your municipality will pick it up and then put it into the water.
January 6th through 10th, if you live in, you got to put them on the curb in Orleans Parish by 5 a.m. on your regular garbage pickup day. A recycling truck's going to do that. That's residents in the French Quarter and Downtown Development District should place their trees curbside before 4 a.m. on Thursday, January 9th only. But for the rest of the city, it's January 6th through January 10th on the curb by 5 a.m. And the trees got to be free of everything, correct, James?
Yeah, they cannot put a flocked tree or a tree with decorations or lights on it into the water. So, yeah, it has to be a non-flocked tree, completely stripped of its decorations.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time and your efforts. James Karst, the Director of Communications for the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana. The Christmas trees, again, I'm all for Mardi Gras decorated trees. You can ask Rex for what you want for Christmas or Zulu for what you want for Christmas. But if it's a real tree, get it out of the house. You do not want that hanging around your home. We come back. We're going to talk to Ramon Antonio Vargas. We're going to spend an hour with him focusing on the victims of the terror attack on Bourbon Street. Who were they? What were their lives all about when they were cut down so tragically? It's going to be an interesting hour. It's going to be an emotional hour. Stay with us, please. Tommy Tucker, glad you're with us. Back in a flash, WWL.